This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Good Friday to you. Waving at you that are watching, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 articles, go to the right side, and jump onto YouTube, join us on live chat. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to beforeitsnews.com, do the same thing there, we're on the front page, click onto YouTube, join us on the right side, a live chat. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, as I told you yesterday, the woman in Texas was freed. I'm sure everybody knows about this. Did you know how much money she made on GoFundMe? She's now made over $500,000. So it completely backfired in the face of the state. The attorney general demanded that she be released on the green light coming from the governor there. They're just bantering back and forth, friends, trying to play the good guys in front of people as political stunts is all they're doing, friends, because they're no more advancing more freedom than the guy in the People's White House today, just for the record. Now, with that said, friends, I told you something was going to come out of this. I was talking about Bill de Blasio, commandant, Nazi Bill Blasio out of New York there, who basically came in and said, you know what, you just can't, it's now illegal to exercise your First Amendment Bill of Rights. And keep in mind, the Bill of Rights are thou shalt nots to those that serve we the people. Of course, common sense does come into play. And I told you something was going to come out of this, and boy, it just took one day for it to happen. But what we have here on sonsoflibertymedia.com is Pamela Geller actually filed two lawsuits against the mayor in New York there. Folks, it's interesting how many people across this country are waiting for somebody else to do something that they've been commanded to do, obligated to do. And they shouldn't have to be told anything to do. They should do, out of gratitude, stand up and magnify the laws in which so many fought, bled, and died to give us. Magnifying through their sacrifice in so many different ways. But de Blasio, he got it coming, and I told you it was coming, and there it is, friends. And I want to reiterate a couple other points here, too, friends. Don't think for one moment, when you hear the bad news that continuously comes down through the inundation and the barrage of propaganda coming from the mainstream media and their useful idiots, along with the said corrupt representatives across the country, you may hear the initial bad news, but you never hear the good news. The media doesn't want you to hear the good news. In other words, they don't want you to hear how the people have retaliated against the government's lawlessness, and they'll never promulgate that. They'll never broadcast that because they don't want you to be hopeful. They want you to be hopeless. And I know that there's a lot of people out there right now that are just, you know, what do we do? This is completely hopeless. No, wait a second. It depends on what you're feeding on, what your eyes are upon. And the fact of the matter is, like Crackett has said, he said that there's no worse death than the end of hope. Well, I say this, the author and the finisher of my faith is the one that gives me hope, and his name is Jesus Christ, number one. Number two is this, tie a knot and hang on, friends. tie a knot and hang on, but get busy in the process of doing that. Did you know that in the state of Minnesota, the governor here, man, this guy's just a straight up Marxist communist. He's a devil is what he is. You know what he just came about? And he basically came out this morning and he told all the schools in the state of Minnesota there's going to be no graduation ceremonies. You know, and the people that were telling me this in a different part of the state this morning were saying, where's he deriving this authority from, Bradley? I said, from the ignorance of the people that don't know the difference, the slaves. These tyrants are continuously forging their slaves through, their chains through the ignorance of the people that don't know the difference. This is what happens when you become biblically and constitutionally ignorant, friends. You just think that he can do this. No, he cannot just do this. But he did it, didn't he? See, what happens when one person stands up and defies, friends, tyranny? You begin to see other people conglomerate. You see other people begin to, well, as we say here, we allow their cruelties to swell our ranks. In the state of Minnesota, I got to tell you, friends, enough is enough, and I believe that that we're there now. Because this governor's been playing the people far too long, and for him to come in and suggest this morning that there's going to be no high school graduations, oh my goodness, friends, where did he drive that authority, Americans? Don't get mad at anybody but yourselves for allowing him to do it, because it's nowhere found in the U.S. Constitution. I want to play this piece for you really quick concerning how they continuously feed this narrative with the coronavirus. And I want to go over to Italy really quick. And because there's a member of the Italian Chambers of Deputies who rips into false coronavirus numbers. He said, Italy knows that this is a hoax. He says, stop lying on the parliamentary floor. He said, I have the true numbers. It's a way to impose a dictatorship. He said, stop the terrorists is what he says. So he says this in Italiano, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read it off as he says it. Okay, this is what he said. He said, we are on the verge and on the eve of April 25th against dictatorships and the United States in truth. He said, against dictators. He said, let us not make this chamber a chamber of lies. Not the 26th of November, but the 9th of March. The science evokes here, said he, that the virus was little more than an influenza. Okay? That science is what inspired this government in Italy. It is said, it was said and documented. It was said, he said, that don't lie, he says to others. Tell the truth, he tells others. Don't make this chamber a chamber of lies. At least the principle, okay, is applied. Vico, then he uses Latin, and he says, so you have heard and you have been given the real numbers here. I want to give them to you too. And he says, no, to those that are objecting to him. He says, don't always say here 25,000 deaths. It's not true, he said. Don't use the deaths for rhetoric and terrorism. The numbers from the Higher Institute of Health say that 96.3% of all of deaths that are occurring, friends, died from other diseases other than the coronavirus. Exactly the date of the numbers, he said. This is the truth, he said. It is the truth, he said. Read it. He said, colleagues, I have read them all to you. And he gets angry. 60% died from other diseases, he said. According to the Higher Institute of Health. If you don't know it, he said, study it. Hey, friends, foreigners are trying to tell you what's going on here. And I suspect that Italy's afraid that this government's going to go ahead and incite the American people here against Italy now, just the way Adolf Hitler did with his political opposition. So they can take them down, so they can no longer speak out, and the American people can sit back and allow their government to do it to another third world country. As a matter of fact, they might even just send our boys in the process of doing it to our own shame.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. Who is also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life, from germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Got Tony calling from Illinois. I'll jump on you in just a moment, Tony. Just hold up with me. Got to cover a couple of things here first so I can stay on my game today. We were driving around taking care of business this morning, drove about 100 miles, 150 miles round trip. In the process, to the furthest extent of that trip, we stopped at a fast food restaurant. We went through the drive-thru. As I'm going through the drive-thru, there was a kid at the door, the window where you could get the food out through a drive-thru, and he had doctor's gloves on, he had doctor garb on, he had a mask on, and I looked at him, and again, I was angry that he was pretending with the hoax that's taking place here across the country, and I said, are you a doctor? And he said, no. And he kind of chuckled a little bit. I could hear him chuckle through his mask, and I said, well, why do you have all the medical garb on then? And I said, you know, the only problem that we have right now are people like you that don't shut the television off. You sit there and you watch the television, and then you pretend, you parrot what they say and what they do, and that's what's destroying this country today. And it's exactly what's destroying this country today. And as I just told you again, friends, going back to what I was just talking about during this last segment here, a member of Italian Chamber of Deputies rips into false corona numbers. He said, Italy knows that this is a hoax. He said, stop lying. He said, I have the true numbers. As a matter of fact, it states, Rare Foundation reported the member of the Froza Italian Party slammed the closure of 60% of Italian businesses for 25,000 Chinese coronavirus deaths. See how this is a global agenda, friends? He said, this is not true. He said, do not use the deaths for rhetoric and terrorism. Notice how he knows exactly what he's talking about, folks. That word was purposed, right? Terrorism, Old English Oxford's dictionary, what does it define out to be? Government by intimidation is what it means, friends. We were warned by James Madison, the father of our Constitution, the fourth president, over 200 years ago, if terrorism ever comes into this country, it will always come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy, or how about this, an unseen enemy. that they want you to believe in, right? Right? That's what's going on here. According to the National Institute of Health, 96.3% did not die of coronavirus, but of the pathologies stated SCARBY, which his name is, which means that only 925 people have died from the virus and 24,075 have died from other things, claimed SCARBY. The virus was little more than an influenza. He said, don't lie. He said, tell the truth. So, again, we have foreigners telling us the truth of the matter. Well, our government's lying to us. And keep in mind, friends, this is a global agenda. All at the same time, all across the globe, friends. That's what this is about. What happens when people finally say they've had enough? Well, I'm going to tell you this, and I said it yesterday, and I'll say it again. There's going to be a different attitude amongst the people once they understand what this is really about. Okay? There's going to be a different attitude when people start going hungry because they've allowed the government to shut down their businesses, which they have no constitutional authority in doing. So you let them do it. Don't blame them for what you're allowing them to do. Okay? Either remove them, charge them, or you know what? There's no better way to say it than just to shut your mouth and take whatever they're going to bring. And Amos 6:3 tells us that very thing, friends. You cause the seed of violence to draw nigh unto yourselves. Why? Because you refuse to deal with those that are bringing it. You refuse to bring it, friends. Well, in California, that didn't fly. Sons of LibertyMedia.com, former military Matt Agarus reported, California. Citizens swarm cops arresting woman for being on beach. The citizens surrounded the police and forced them to stand down. They're not doing their job, friends. When the police enforce unconstitutional orders, which, by the way, they know. We have another article on the Sons of LibertyMedia.com right now as well, where there's an audio and there's a video of a police officer saying, a cop tells fellow cops amid coronavirus tyranny, we don't have authority to trample the people's rights. That's exactly right. They're only pushing the people as far as the people will let them push them. That's what's happening here. Now, God bless Sean Hannity. I like Sean Hannity. New York Times did a piece on me and Michelle Bachmann. It was a page and a half. We were on the front page of the New York Times, and in the process of it, it got back through our PR, public relations persons, that Sean Hannity actually read the whole article and came back and said, Bradley Dean is bigger than life. He's seen my God is what he's seen. But I've always liked Sean Hannity, but Sean Hannity's got it wrong here, okay, with all due respect. The people that are protesting in Michigan have their guns out. The militia is coming out in force. Okay? And they have their guns on. They have their ARs. They have their AKs. They have every right in the world to do so. Well, Sean Hannity didn't like that. He said, this is, in so many words, a show of force against the government. Well, I would remind Sean Hannity And anybody else that doesn't understand actually as to what's going on concerning the force of government, maybe Sean Hannity, with all due respect, again, I like Sean. I want people to understand that. But maybe Sean Hannity forgot about Randy Weaver and his wife under Ruby Ridge and what the federal government did to him, his wife, his kid, and his dog. Maybe that's what he forgot about is the force of governments, and they're never charged for their crimes against we the people. As a matter of fact, they're actually promoted. Just ask William Barr, because he was one of them that attempted to cover up the crimes of Ruby Ridge concerning the guilty party, the federal government. And as I said before, friends, don't forget Randy Weaver successfully sued the government for $3.1 million. I don't know, maybe Sean Hannity, who doesn't think it's appropriate for Americans to actually strap on their ARs and go show the government that they work for us, maybe he forgot about, I don't know, David Koresh in Waco, Texas, and Janet Reno and Bill Clinton and the federal government concerning the responsibility and pointing the finger at the responsible party, the federal government, concerning the murder of them people and children. Maybe he forgot about that. I don't know. What do you think? Should we go to September 11th? You want to talk about a show of force? And if you want to talk about the things the American people have said, have subjected themselves to in so many different ways, don't forget this government that he wants to toy with, that somehow still thinks that there's an iota of truth in some of these people, he might want to remember that these are the same people giving permission for murderers that call themselves doctors to remain open while businesses are being shut down, killing 4,000 babies a day in this country. Maybe Sean forgot about that. See, this is the problem. Americans follow their favorite talking heads, and they forget. They just take them for face value. They lose their freedoms, and they don't know why. Again, because you fail to take responsibility to know for yourself and act on your own behalf. That's the problem. Well, people are beginning to learn. As a matter of fact, in a lot of ways, we can look at what's going on in this country as a favor to the people that have been asleep for a long time. Because I'll tell you, it's waking them up and it's pushing them to school. It's pushing them to the Lord. Praise God. That is the purpose, by the way. Read the book of Amos. You'll understand what I'm talking about. And it's also driving people to know the law and the laws that are being violated today so they can stand up and deal with these corrupt tyrants. By the way, Sean Hannity also said during this interview, which I'm not going to play, that there's nobody that's more of a Second Amendment advocate than I am. As he's complaining about, he said, don't use the Second Amendment for its intended purposes. Can you make that up? No, you really can't. I'm going to go ahead and take my friend from Illinois, Tony. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Hello, Bradley. Justice guards our liberty. I love that expression. I was trying to think of that the other night. The reason I called you is these officials that supposedly were paying all these taxes for these coroners. I thought they're the ones that are supposed to keep everything honest and in check. And apparently, I don't hear them doing their jobs. I hear that we're letting all the hospitals make a decision that apparently pays them more money if they side on the side of coronavirus. What's your take on that? Is that the case? They're getting more money?
Well, I don't know. I don't know the exact specifics, but it's interesting how everything concerning this crisis is working out to their advantage in every given scenario. So it comes as no surprise to me that you're telling me this. No, I mean, folks, I mean, every time you can always find the pill in the jam as to who profits from the crisis. And it's a lesson that the American people and people at large need to learn because we can always find the guilty with their fingerprints all over everything when these things begin to transpire. And if we take our time, Tony, and we just add a little patience to our life, patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. Just give it a little time. As they say, give them just a little rope and they always hang themselves. Well, this is one of those particular cases that you're highlighting even now because it's exactly what's going on. They're the fox in the chicken coop. They're not going to prosecute their own. Nope, they're going to all pay each other off. And what's sick about all of this, and I don't even like using the word sick, but you got to come to terms with what's going on here. You got to ask the American people how sick in the mind they have become to actually accept this and call them said representatives of the United States. It's beyond me, Tony. I'll give you the last word.
I just want to kind of impress upon everybody out there that's got any power in any counties. You know, let's put these coroners to work to make, you know, have them be the final arbiters of the deaths and not, you know, get these dishonest potential medical professionals from making that final decision. That's supposedly what's supposed to happen with these elected coroners. So,
what? The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So, it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is marking the 75th anniversary of victory in Europe by laying a wreath at the World War II memorial. The President and First Lady observed a moment of silence in front of the memorial as TAPS was performed. Reaction continuing to come in from the government reporting that more than 20 million Americans lost their jobs in the month of April, and the unemployment rate is approaching 15%. Former economic advisor for President Trump, Stephen Moore, tells Fox Business,
I think the most important thing that investors have to be looking at is how fast these jobs will come back. Look, we knew we were going to lose a whole tens of millions of jobs when we shut down our economy. The question I think we all have to ask is, will those factories come back? For Joni, will those retail jobs come back? Will shopping centers be bulldozed, or will they see a comeback in the months ahead?
USA Radio News. President Trump is set to meet with his Joint Chiefs of Staff this weekend at Camp David. Now, before leaving, the president sat down with Fox and Friends and did an interview. And during that interview, the president discusses Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California and his role in the Michael Flynn case.
Schiff is a crooked politician, crooked as can be, and probably one of the worst I've ever seen. This guy got up there and he lied and lied, and I said, wow, we can sue him for fraud. And then they said, no, sir, because he did it in the halls of Congress, he's got immunity. He'll go down. Guys like that end up going down. They're crooked and bad.
The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says Gregory and Travis McMichael are facing murder charges after their overnight arrest in the shooting death of Ahmed Aubrey. Aubrey was shot and killed by the two armed men while jogging through a South Georgian neighborhood. The National Basketball Association is reopening their practice facilities on Fridays. So far, a handful of teams are taking them up on their offers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, Tony, I did not know we only had like 2 or 3 minutes left there. I didn't mean to cut you off. I hope you made your point. I appreciate you out there, brother. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to jump on live, you can watch us even now on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get 13 articles. Go to YouTube. Go to the right side after you click on and join us on live chat. You can also go to beforeitsnews.com and do the same thing. Click onto YouTube, the video, or right on the front page there, and join us on live chat. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, I want to get to this, and maybe what I'll do is put a little salt on your tongue for 2 hours tomorrow, because I got you for two tomorrow from 2 to 4 Central Standard. And with that said, I want to talk about the spin doctors trying once again to distract and divide Americans by playing the race card. Now, you just heard during the break again, you heard it yesterday, they're now trying to again divide and distract, and they're using color to do so. It's unscriptural, friends. It's man-made every step of the way. And so hopefully I'll get to that by the end of the show, but I want to get to this because I think it's important for people to understand. It's important for the people to understand once again that they're putting now the powers that are tolerated, just so you understand how this works. There's over 200 candidates running for the presidency of the United States of America. The only ones that you're hearing about right now is Donald Trump, who's by the way, playing both sides of the sword. Now he's out there appeasing the American people by hanging out with a bunch of World War II veterans, right? As America's under attack by his administration. You got to understand what's going on here, friends. This is nothing new under the sun. But you have Donald Trump, illegitimate, and then you have none other than Joe Biden, completely illegitimate, and they want to put up Joe Biden as he's legitimate. and suggesting, of course, and what they're doing, again, what people don't realize is nobody likes Joe Biden, and we all know that nobody likes Joe Biden. And interestingly enough, he's doing nothing but driving more support to Donald Trump, who is in fact destroying this country day by day. That's what is happening. If you want to argue about that, give me a call, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Let me say this again. There's over 200 people running for the presidency of the United States of America. How many have you heard from? You answer my question, please. Okay. Well, Bradley, I've only heard from Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Yeah, I know all criminals. Yep, I know. I get it. Pete Buttigieg, you have to open sodomite. Yep. What they advocate is completely un-American, and those are the ones that they've offered up. Am I right? Yep. And so, and on the right side, right, you've got Mr. America who's talking about making America great again. Who do you think the American people are going to pick? Who do you think they're going to denounce? Think, America. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves, and it's exactly what they're doing today. But now you see the conservatives of today, just as worthless as the left, as they call them, friends. Yesterday's liberals, it's what they are. They're worthless, but they're sitting there. They're caught up into the spin doctor's talking points coming from the mainstream media's propagandists, the useful idiots over there, and they're all caught up into the talking points now trying to get something on Joe Biden. Joe Biden's already got everything that he needs on himself, America. Why are you allowing them to indoctrinate you to the point where you're parroting those that you're laughing at? Think about it. And you know they're propagandists. It's criminal, friends. Joe Biden's not legitimate, no more than Donald Trump is legitimate. But these are the powers that are tolerated. Here, just let me prove the point of how things go on. Instead of actually dealing with Joe Biden back in the 80s for his crimes against we the people, what are you talking about, Bradley? I'll play that for you in a moment. What do? You allow him to stay in government for 30 and 40 years, three to four decades, and what does he do? He destroys your country. Whose fault could that be but the people that allow him to stay there? Why wasn't he thrown in prison at least back in the 80s? Here, I'll explain. Listen carefully.
Senator Joseph Biden may have more explaining to do. The new questions stem from taped remarks of Biden during an April campaign appearance in New Hampshire.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not three.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School. I mean, this guy comes off this whole thing as a flyweight.
Now Biden says Newsweek is right. His memory had failed him.
And I'd be delighted to sit down and compare my IQ to yours if you'd like, Frank.
Joe Biden was victimized by the truth.
Bye-bye Biden. He may not know it yet, but I think this is going to be very difficult for him to recover.
Is Joe Biden?
And then he became the vice president of the United States of America 20 years later, and the American people knew this of him.
Criminal.
How do you help a people like that?
Yes, unless he comes in third in Iowa.
Morton.
Dying.
I say dead.
Democratic presidential candidate Joseph Biden today faces a controversy. 3 weeks ago at a debate at the Iowa State Fair, he used phrases identical to those delivered by British Labour Party leader Neil Kinnock.
Biden seemed to be claiming Kinnock's vision and life as his own.
Why is it that my wife, who's sitting out there in the audience, is the first in her family to ever go to college?
Why is Gladys the first woman in her family in a thousand generations to be able to get the university?
My ancestors who worked in the coal mines in northeast Pennsylvania and come up after 12 hours and play football.
8 hours underground and then come up and play football.
It's because they didn't have a platform upon which to stand.
There was no platform upon which they could stand.
The notion that every thought or notion or idea
you'd have to go back and find and attribute to someone, I think is, quite frankly, ludicrous.
The problem here is that Senator Biden told his audience he'd just been thinking about these things, and he failed to give any credit at all to his famous British speechwriter.
You know, I was thinking on the way over here. Now, that's a little too much, because, as you point out, what's behind the words? What's there? And a lot of people, the rap on Biden has always been that it's just a surface.
I should have said, to paraphrase Neil Kinnock, it's the only time I didn't, in all the times I've used it.
But CBS News found a tape of a second instance.
It reappeared in the New York Times with a new charge, that Biden had appropriated a famous litany from the late Robert Kennedy about what the gross national product cannot measure.
It cannot measure the health of our children.
The health of our children.
The quality of our education.
The quality of their education.
Biden and Kennedy.
The joy of their play.
For the joy of their play.
Biden gave Kennedy no credit. He has also quoted or paraphrased John Kennedy, Hubert Humphrey, and British Labor Party leader Neil Kinnock, all without credit.
Joseph Biden admitted today that he committed plagiarism when he was in law school.
This is in the
80s. It was a mistake, but that it was unintentional.
He quoted five pages of someone else's work without proper citation.
I've done some dumb things.
Yeah.
And I'll do dumb things
again. No, it's criminal. It's not dumb. It's criminal.
But ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb.
To the political community in Washington, it all seems of a piece. You know, plagiarism at law school, plagiarism on the stump.
The great communicator. Strike that. The great imitator.
You don't steal verbatim, or when you do, as he did 99% of the time, you give credit.
Biden's critics say he sells himself as a man whose words and visions can inspire a new generation in politics. But if the thoughts, phrases, and visions really belong to others, it's a form of false advertising.
Is it a wise idea, though, to take something that personal, anyway, from another politician and try and appropriate it to your own campaign?
I think it was a stupid thing to appropriate material that was really very personal, that was someone else's.
Most people didn't know who he was, you know, Joe Biden, and now they're going to say, oh yeah, he's the guy who plagiarized.
That's a lot of people.
First. Politically, that's devastating. These clips are devastating. He looks like a Joe Biden wind-up doll with somebody else's words coming out.
If they're going to do things that are stupid as well as immoral, then they're probably too dumb to have the job of president.
The voters are going to have to decide whether he was dishonest or dumb.
Well, folks, there you have it. That's Joe Biden. This is the guy that was busted over and over. Folks, throughout their careers, they're busted for scandals. This is back in the 1980s. He was busted several times for plagiarism. Even one of the news anchors had enough common sense to say, this is criminal what he did. His speechwriter was the one writing everything for him, and while his speechwriter was over in England using his talking points, Joe Biden's over in America using his speechwriter's speech that was written for himself. He blatantly lied to the American people. This is in the 80s. And then he rolled out for another decade into the 90s. And then he rolled out for another decade into the 2000s. And then now he's been there for another decade. America, what I'm trying to say out of love and a little frustration is this. Who does somebody blame for what's going on in this country because it's happening again today? This guy who was busted for plagiarism, who was a criminal, said the news anchor. You heard how he was playing this out, how he was lying to the people and then called himself dumb. If anybody else did that, they would have been prosecuted for their crimes. They would have been marked for the rest of their lives with a criminal record. Did this politician? Nope. And it shows you the powers that are tolerated that Joe Biden is still there. Now he's the number one contender for Donald Trump. Yet there's over 200 other people running for the presidency of the United States of America. You want to try to tell me that this media, this mainstream media, is not controlling the narrative? You know they are. You want to tell me this isn't criminal? Oh, it's criminal. But I want to say this. This is what happens to a people when they fail to deal with corruption in their country. You that put a far away the evil day and caused the seat of violence to come nigh unto yourselves. Yep. When you fail to deal with these sorts of people, they stay, they remain. Look at Hillary Clinton. Look at Barack Hussein Obama. You have Donald Trump calling Barack Obama out for treason And what does he do? Instead of actually invoking or inciting Article 3, Section 3, and bringing his DOJ that he can do whatever he wants with to take Barack Hussein Obama and prosecute him for treason, America, what does he do? He lays sanctions on the Iranians. And now Donald Trump, during the last break, is talking about corrupt politicians. Folks, he's the one that's the fox in the chicken coop protecting all of these other criminals like that of Hillary Clinton, who have literally been busted in scandals. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 scandals, and they're still there.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
All right, so this is what I'm going to do. The spin doctor's trying once again to distract and divide Americans by playing the race card. If you remember right, I was just talking to my son about this yesterday. I spent time with Sam Kyle, who was standing right next to Martin Luther King Jr. when he was shot. I spent several hours with Roger Wilkins from in Washington, D.C., a former DOJ during the Civil Rights Movement. I wanted to get firsthand witness testimony concerning Martin Luther King, because we know that the way the media got involved during the 60s, that J. Edgar Hoover actually used the mainstream media during that time to put, well, basically blacklist and to polarize and demonize Martin Luther King because he had a diabolical hatred for him. Matter of fact, that's exactly what Roger Wilkin told me from the DOJ. And then I spent several hours with Andrew Young, who is the former mayor of Atlantic City, and who was his front man. So every video you see practically with Martin Luther King, Andrew Young was right there. I spent 3 hours with him, filmed it, so I got everything firsthand from these guys that were with Martin Martin Luther King during this movement. So with that said, friends, he's the guy that said, I have a dream that with my four little children, one day we'll live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I am so tired of people talking about skin color. Hey, folks, let me say this. Jesus didn't come in to save our skin. He came in to save our souls, just for the record, Matthew 1:21. Okay? He's also the one that told us that all nations are one blood. In the sight of God, it's righteous and unrighteous, okay? Holy or defiled. There's no in-betweenites. Read Ezekiel 44, verse 23 when you get a moment. I am so tired of watching the media, and they just pushed it again during the break, two breaks ago, talking about this Ahmaud kid that was shot in Georgia. I watched the video, and the way that the video shows me what took place there, the media is only attempting to incite black response against the white people once again. We need to get away from that, okay? Now, I want to say this. Do you guys all remember, speaking of the spin doctors, let's go back to the 90s. Do you guys remember Rodney King? You remember that whole, remember back in the 90s, it was literally every commercial break, man, they were feeding the narrative about these white cops who beat Rodney King, who happened to be a black man, to a pulp, a bloody pulp. Do you remember how when it went to court, do you remember CNN gave, listen, literally, this is the media that you've tolerated in this country. Do you remember how CNN came out and gave a white response to the verdict when the cops were exonerated of all charges? Do you remember that? CNN gave a white response. That's exactly what they put up on the screen. And then they gave a black response. If you can't figure out how these devils operate from that, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. You know, what was interesting about all of that was there was 58 testimonies after the white cops were exonerated of all charges, right? Concerning Rodney King, which, by the way, started the L.A. riots. You all remember that, right? Every one of those useful idiots should have been charged for their crimes because they knew exactly what they were doing. They were setting the narrative without giving the people at large the information that they needed. They also gave the American people just a little bit of footage of Rodney King getting beat by the cops on the ground. They didn't show you the film that preceded the video that they showed you. There was 58 testimonies of eyewitnesses that seen the whole thing. That the American people didn't get their testimonies. They didn't hear what the jurors found or heard when they found the police officers to be exonerated, innocent of the charges, right? But this, again, is what incited the L.A. riots. There was over 200 exhibits, okay? There was a lot of information that was hid from the American people. See, what they did is they revealed these 58 testimonials and these 200 exhibits revealed what the media kept hidden from the people. This is how they operate. Did you know that Rodney King was driving 115 miles per hour through the city streets of Los Angeles, California? Did you hear about that? No, they didn't want you to know that. They didn't want you to know that he was driving at 115 miles an hour through the streets of Los Angeles, California for over 8 miles while the police were chasing him. They didn't want you to know that. They didn't want you to know that he was guilty of anything. They wanted you to believe that he was innocent. And these cops, these white cops, needed to be dealt with lawfully. Did you know that Rodney King, did you know that he was on parole and he had a parole violation for, guess what? Armed robbery. Did you know that? Now, that's information the media just kind of, well, they kind of kept that hidden from the public, didn't they? Yeah, they did. Did you know that there were two other black passengers in that car with Rodney King who were unarmed? Why? Because they cooperated with the police. Wow, That's pretty crazy. Did you know that Rodney King was under the influence of drugs and alcohol? Oh, my goodness, they forgot to tell us that, too. Did you know that Rodney King ignored police directives and orders in resisting arrest. Did you also know that he started to make lewd gestures to female cops? This is on the video preceding the video that they showed you, right? The media is directly responsible for the riots that took place in Los Angeles, California back in the 90s. See, this is what you need to know. This is how they operate. This is what they're taught to do, said Udo Ufkat. Let me remind you again, this is criminal. But folks, most people didn't take the time to pull the curtain back, did they? Nope, they didn't. Erratic behavior and lewd behavior towards female cops. This is Rodney King. Did you know about that? Absolutely not. Did you know that Rodney King was tackled by four police officers? And did you know because he was so high on drugs, he literally rose up and he threw off the police officers? That was the film that they didn't show you. Did you know that? I just asking the question. Just asking the question. The film that the mainstream media failed to share was, again, King rising up, and this is what you need to know. He didn't just throw four police officers off concerning the film, friends. They didn't show you that. And they certainly didn't show you the film of Rodney King, who was out on a parole violation for armed robbery, driving at 115 miles an hour, being chased by cops, endangering people for 8 miles in the city. They tasered him, and he still threw off four cops. He was 260 pounds, friends, 6'2". The film that they didn't show you was Rodney King rising up and charging the police officers over and over again, did they? Did you see that video? No, I didn't see that neither, man. Isn't that amazing? No, I can tell you exactly what I seen, because the media continuously pushed the same narrative, just by the way, the same way they're doing the coronavirus. They kept pushing the same narrative over and over, thousands of times, driving it into the minds of TV watchers. You didn't even have to be a TV watcher, friend. You could have been walking down the street. You would see it on the paper. If you weren't walking down the street, you were in a restaurant or a hotel, and there would be a television or an airport or a train depot or a bus depot. This is the media in America that Americans tolerate. Rodney King was charging the police officers. But what did you see? You seen the police officers subduing him. That's all they wanted you to see, friends. It's all they wanted you to see. Is this not criminal? Yes, it is. Did the American people need to see this information on making sound decisions concerning the Rodney King case back in the 90s? Yep. Were they given the actual information? Nope. The only thing they did is kept fueling the black response and the white response concerning the Rodney King. Oh, by the way, the media was fueling this as well. They were pouring gas all over this fire, siding with Rodney King. Matter of fact, the news anchors even came out and said, how is it that the four white, and they kept reiterating, white and black, white and black, and white and black. Who's causing the division more than the media, friends? Nobody is. Man, this is water under the bridge. Completely water under the bridge. Friends, that was Rodney King alone. Now what we're hearing about is this young kid in Georgia. But let me just kind of slow my roll just a little bit, and I want you to listen to this. Oh, my goodness. The show's over. I'm going to pick this up tomorrow, and I'm going to go through this, and I'm going to show you how they're spinning this whole divide and conquer and distraction again by playing the race card. And I'm going to tell you what, you're not going to be mad at anybody but the media that keeps twisting and perverting and withholding the truth of the matter. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.